And now, it's sports time. Featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews. Making sports accessible to everyone, from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast. Hey everyone, and Happy New Year. January isn't just the best time to break your newly made resolutions, it's also a great time for following and watching football. The NFL playoffs begin this weekend, and to help prepare for the games, I invited my old friend Brennan Gilfillan to join me in a series of podcasts. We'll go through each NFL playoff game and talk through the most interesting characters, the basic plot of the game, who we want to win, and who we think is going to win. And just for fun, we'll share our favorite player names from each playoff team. I hope you enjoy it. So let's start with the first game of the weekend. It's the Arizona Cardinals at Carolina Panthers, 4:30 p.m., 4:35 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN on Saturday. Let's start with some interesting characters on the Arizona Cardinals. The first guy that I'm interested in is Bruce Arians, who's the coach. I'm not really sure what he's like. I mean, it's hard to know what any of these people are like, but he wears one of those Kangol hats. And he wears these like horn-rimmed round glasses, and he seems to think that it's a reasonable strategy to just throw the ball as far as you can down the field a lot, which is kind of like something that happened more in the 70s than it does now. So I just sort of like him. I don't know what you think about him.
I like the fact that he's managed to keep a team together despite every single important player going down with injury at some point. And I also obviously like his lid.
Yeah.
Because honestly, who tries to pull off the Kangol anymore?
Definitely.
I'm pretty impressed by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you mention all the injuries. He's probably doing that. You got to think he's doing that either by drastically devaluing everyone and just saying you're all cogs in a machine,
yeah,
or by sort of like really valuing everyone and saying, hey, even though you started out third on the depth chart, you're really important. So I kind of wonder which one it is, but you're absolutely right that he's kept the team together.
I tend to think it's the latter, because it seems like his players actually like him, whereas if you just spent all year telling them that they're all interchangeable, they may not think so highly of him. I will go for, as far as characters, whichever mediocre quarterback starts the game, whether it's Drew Stanton, who's coming off of some type of injury.
I think he's got
a knee or a shoulder, one of the two.
It's a knee.
And then second is the guy, Logan Thomas, who they seem to think he could either really, really succeed or really, really fail. Whereas kind of Ryan Lindley is the guy who they kind of know what they're going to get. And it's not going to be all that impressive, but he's not going to blow the doors off, and he's also not going to give the game away. So I would love it if Logan Thomas got into this game and somehow either succeeded beyond their wildest dreams or failed just completely spectacularly.
Yeah, that guy Logan Thomas is kind of interesting. After, I think it's been two games since Drew Stanton got injured, and they started Lindley the first game, and he was so horrible that, like, I don't know, a couple hours after that game, they said, well, we're starting Logan Thomas next week. And then about a day later, maybe after one practice, they said, "Nah, we're gonna start Ryan Lindley."
A little bit of buyer's remorse there.
So yeah,
before they even completed the purchase.
It's like, what could Logan Thomas have done in that practice to be so horrible that they just cut it right there?
I don't know, but that's why I want to see him.
Yeah, me too.
He needs to see the light of day.
So the third character I had for the Arizona Cardinals is Larry Fitzgerald. I'm just sort of fascinated by the guy. He was such a great player in college and such a great player through his first 4 or 5 years in the NFL. And now he just sort of quietly has disappeared a little bit. You know, it's like, I'm not sure if his skills have really diminished or they're not using him anymore or if something else is going on. Maybe the power of his dreadlocks or his braids, whatever he's got going on, if maybe that's failed a little bit, but something is going on and he's almost not present anymore.
Well, he's present, but he's only half the equation. They got guys throwing him the ball who basically have the arm strength of you or me.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
All right, well, you. I tend to think that he's still the same guy. I just think he hasn't had anyone halfway decent to throw him the ball since Kurt Warner.
Hmm. Like he's almost checked out, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, how long can you stay, you know, tuned into something when you know that you can do everything perfectly and still there's like a 20% chance you're going to get a decently thrown ball your way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's also, one of these disturbing reminders. He's always been held up to be this great guy in the media, and I think part of it is because his father was a reporter. And then this season, when all of this stuff was going on with Ray Rice and domestic abuse cases, the other guy in Carolina and San Francisco,
yeah,
I saw a few things in the news pop up that said, "Hey, you remember when Larry Fitzgerald had a accused sexual assault a few years back, and no one really cared?"
Oh,
it just
I
made me
that.
Think.
Yeah,
man, there's virtually no way of knowing these guys at all.
Yeah,
from their media faces. So,
well, anyway, no, they've got very well paid, smart people making sure that they come up looking well, no matter what.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to the Panthers. Who do you have as a character you're interested in?
I am perpetually interested in Cam Newton, the quarterback who seemed to struggle most of the year and then seemed to kind of put it together at the end. And he, you know, I never quite know what to make of him because every time it seems like he's about to make the leap, he always kind of takes two steps back. But now here he is facing one of the best defenses at home with a chance to go to the second round in a year where they probably shouldn't have even been in the playoffs. And I just, you know, when you look around that offense, there's not really anything else going on. You know, you've got two running backs who are nominally okay, but generally underwhelming. And it's kind of the threat of Cam Newton is pretty much the only thing they have going for him. And it'll be interesting to see whether he can carry him past. I mean, Arizona's offense is terrible, but their defense is pretty brutal. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see whether he can carry him past them.
Yeah, Cam Newton, he got into a car accident about 3 weeks ago. Broke his back. Yeah, he broke his back. He broke bones in his back. And there were these crazy photos of him that showed up on sports blogs of him getting strapped into a backboard with this big grin on his face. And the first sort of take that I saw on the internet was, it's Cam Newton. This is, you know, yet another sign of how indestructible he is, that he's smiling as he's being strapped onto a backboard.
Yeah.
And then I listened to a little bit of his press conference. And I found it really interesting. He was just saying, yeah, I was smiling because I just kept thinking about how, you know, and he attributed this to God. He's a religious guy. But he kept saying, you know, he just was so thankful that it had worked out. And he was basically uninjured from the crash. And he kept thinking, well, I should be dead or someone should be dead from this. And everyone's basically okay. And I just wonder if there's a little bit of that's coming back into his play. He seems much more kind of like he's just at ease on the field. Oh, he's not worrying so much. Earlier in the season, it seemed like he got the ball and it was like he was almost paralyzed because he had too many options or not enough options or something wasn't working. Something wasn't fluid in his thought process and his delivery. And
so you're saying that breaking two bones in his back was the best thing that ever happened to him?
Doesn't he look better in the last game or two?
That's true.
I mean, sounds crazy, but yeah, he's.
You could say the same for Tony Romo, actually. Yeah. Broke a couple bones in his back and put together an insane December.
True. So maybe that's like the new thing. It's like baseball players who try to get Tommy John surgery so they can throw harder. And now you just, if you're a quarterback, break some bones in your back.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're gonna see that catch on widely.
Cam Newton was the only guy I had written down for the Panthers. I think the rest of the team is pretty anonymous.
Well, except for your tackling machine, Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, you know, Luke Kuechly is this crazy, crazy white dude from Boston College who just tackles everyone all the time and screams a lot. But I don't actually know anything about him.
I think that's pretty much the sum total of his existence.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we just profiled him then.
I think that's what he does.
Yeah. I think he wears some, like, crazy eye black, too. But
yeah. I think the most interesting thing about the Panthers is the person who's not on their roster, who is Steve Smith Sr., who they, I think, unwisely decided to let go this year.
Yep, and it looked for a little while like the Panthers might get into the playoffs, and their former wide receiver, who had been, I guess, captain of their team for like 10 years.
Ever. Forever.
Yeah. Might not make it, but he did make it. We'll get to him later on with the Ravens and Steelers game. So let's move over to the best name on the Panthers. Who you have?
So it's a little underwhelming on the Panthers, but obviously, and you have to dig pretty deep into the bench, but anytime you can get someone named Fozzie, you got to go with Fozzie. So I would go with Fozzie Whitaker.
All right. He's a backup running back?
Third string. So assuming both D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart are extremely exhausted, you will hear from Fozzie Whitaker at some point on Saturday.
I've got a defensive tackle. I feel like the big guys often have the best names. Star Lotulule.
Yeah, it's a solid name.
Yeah, it's a pretty good name. And best name on the Cardinals?
That one is easy for me. That's Frosty Rucker.
Yeah, you've got a Fozzie and a Frosty. So far.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing about Frosty Rucker is that you would think it would just be Frosty. But no, they've taken the Y and they've put two E's in its place. because why not?
Yeah.
I mean, his name is Frosty. You might as well go crazy.
I've got another backup running back, Marion Grice.
That one's about the last name.
Yeah, well, it's the whole package. It seems like, you know, he could be like a librarian.
Or he could from the be Music like, Man?
Yeah, maybe.
Was that Marion a Music Man reference? The
library. Yeah, it might have been a Music Man reference.
That might be a first in football podcast.
All right, well, enough said about that. So the line in this game, the Panthers are favored by 5.5 points.
Yeah.
They are at home. Tell us who you want to win the game and then who you think is going to win the game.
I would like the Arizona Cardinals to win the game. Because I think I like what they've done this year, in the face of all the adversity they've had. I am almost 100% sure that Carolina will win the game because they have the better quarterback and their defense is actually decent. And so I think Cam Newton will carry the day, sadly.
Yeah. I want Arizona to win for much the same reasons. I just, you know, I kind of don't like offense. I like defense. So a team without an offense with a really, really good defense, I'm always going to root for them.
Just no offense to speak of whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable.
And I actually think Arizona's going to win. I have totally convinced myself that because everyone is saying the Panthers are going to win, it's going to be Arizona. So
This is a typical
me. All right. Let me stop the recording and then we'll move on to the next game.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at dearsportsfan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.